It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 37. As some of you may know, I do pre-record like a ton of episodes all at once when I have a moment. And every time it happens, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, I feel like things happen in my house. My house is not haunted. I'm not like creeped out that much. I am a little creeped out, but I'm not creeped out that much. I just notice strange little things that happen, and I'm still alone in the house all by myself, which is very rare, and it's just a little creepy. But that's okay. I'll stop rambling. I just had to share the fact that it's fucking creepy sometimes, okay? It gets a little creepy reading these stories back to back to back to back to back. But anyhow, we're going to move on because today you're going to learn about a piece of paranormal equipment. So here we go.
It's
lesson time.
Today's paranormal equipment lesson is a paranormal music box, or PMB for short. The PMB is a fantastic, intriguing piece of ghost hunting equipment that is creating really remarkable results around the world. It is an amazing trigger object that also alerts when anything passes in front of it. After being featured on Ghost Adventures, it became an absolute favorite of investigators everywhere. The top quality paranormal music box coffin is handcrafted and has the shape of a coffin. High-tech meets the classy vintage music box. Its beautiful design seems to spark the interest of spirits to want to come out and play. The perfect ghost bait. The tech behind the PMB is completely different than a motion detector. The PMBs are sensitive to a person/animal's skin temperature, in contrast to the background objects at room temperature. No energy is emitted from the sensor, making it passive detection that will not interfere with EMF detectors. The PMB will be triggered by anything that moves in front of it within its 16-foot range. Lay the PMB on a flat surface pointing towards an object like a wall or door within that range. The PMB will turn on and play music for a few seconds to calibrate against the fixed object. Then it is ready to detect paranormal activity. If anything moves between the PMB within its range, then the light will light up and a creepy tune will start playing. I kind of feel bad because I am not using Ghost Stop today. I'm using ghosthuntersequipment.com for this. But I also really want one of these really, really bad. And I feel like I've said that about other equipment because, let's be real, I want it all. But I think this thing is so freaking cool. I mean, it freaking plays music. Are you kidding me? And I know a ton of investigators have it. I just really want it for myself. So maybe one day I will get it. Paranormal equipment is not cheap by any means. So I really have to pick and choose what I want to add to my collection over time. Anyhow, I hope you learned what it is. It's really kind of oddly cute looking. It's literally shaped like a coffin. And then when something passes by it, it plays music. I think it's a really neat little piece of equipment. I hope you learned something from the equipment lesson today. If you want to check it out, I have it linked below. Everything is just linked, period. Anyhow, we're going to move on to stories. So here we go.
This comes from Halo_1210 on Reddit.
This story is less of one big experience, rather, but many small incidences that I wanted to share. My freshman year of college, I lived in a dorm with three others, and it was set up like an apartment. We each had our own room, two bathrooms, a kitchen, and a small living area. I have always believed in ghosts, but had never experienced anything. Roommate C was pretty neutral. Roommate B was a hard believer and believed that she was the one to attract spirits, with how often it became a theme in her life. And roommate D was fairly skeptical, but the idea terrified her. The first incident to happen was when I was in the shower and had a YouTube playlist on. The song suddenly started skipping forward every few seconds, and it went on for like a minute and stopped. This happened multiple times, even sometimes the playlist going back 4 or 5 songs. One day, I got fed up and jumped out and watched as my phone screen flipped between songs. And it appeared as almost if someone was scrolling the playlist back and forth and picking songs. The second I picked up my phone, it stopped. It typically only happened while I was in the shower, but once happened while I was cooking home alone. The next thing was a one-time thing, and it started the whole "our dorm is haunted" joke. One day my TV just went static out of nowhere for about 5 seconds, and I could not figure out why. Now, I'm not the best with technology, but I did not have cable, only a Fire Stick, and I checked that everything was plugged in. I thought it was just weird till roommate C had told me this happened often with her TV. She just didn't think anything of it. I have had the same TV for the last 3 years, and this has never happened, nor happened ever again. At this point, roommate B and I were all for the ghost theory, and even started researching the campus ghost, Isabella, to see where she last resided. We learned that she was last placed at the dorms on the opposite side of campus. Through what we learned, the ghost was most likely not the well-known Isabella. It started to scare our other two roommates when the AC started to be put in the 30s while we were gone. The dorm thermostat is older and controlled by a tiny lever, one that took effort to move. Roommate D claimed that she 100% saw it move on its own. At one point, when it was just roommate A and me in the dorm, I heard her go from her room to the bathroom. The shower turned on, and another very loud door shut. While the three door shuts were strange in my head, I thought, it's whatever. Later, talking to her, she said her door was slammed shut when she got out of the shower. I told her what I heard, and she told me she did not close her bedroom door, and she thought it was weird when she heard the door shut, but assumed it was mine till she saw hers closed. I pointed out that our dorm is on a slant and maybe it's shut by itself, and she pointed out that her door went the opposite way due to the slant. So, unless the dorm shifted slants and shifted back, it wouldn't be possible without force. The last thing is less physical and the most freaky. One day, roommate A asked me if I ever got an overwhelming feeling to not leave my room or saw something in the corner of my eye in the living room. I was scared because the exact things and feelings she explained were identical to mine. I told her I always brush them off because I'm a very anxious person and assume I'm just paranoid. When roommate C came around, she tried to see if she felt the same, giving her less information than what she gave me to see if roommate C matched us. And she did. Roommate A warned me to never leave my room if I feel that again. And though I particularly thought she was just trying to scare me, it was strange how we all experienced these feelings. I now live in the same dorms, but a different building, and have never experienced those things again. Even though it was a joke at first, and we even joked it was my grandma that had passed earlier in the semester, little bad feelings just made the place so much scarier by the end. At one point, we thought it was that thing that calls names and other voices, because I had experienced that, but we ended up concluding that I was just sleep deprived at the time. Considering roommate A had the most history with the paranormal, she thought it was following her at first. But most things seemed to affect me, and she thought it may have been me. Since I've left the dorm, I haven't had any other experiences like that. But I love to joke about the ghost on campus that no one knows because Isabella gets all the credit. I love a good haunted college campus story. I mean, especially when it's your dorm. Ooh, that is spooky as hell. But I mean, it would be kind of fun too because, I mean, it's only temporary. You can kind of move in, go to school, and then leave. It's not like you bought a house and you're like, well, shit, now I bought this house. Do I want to stay here or do I not? You know? Like, okay, maybe I'm the only crazy one who thinks like that. But anyhow, do you guys have a haunted college experience? Because I would love to hear it. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Loose1Fur on Reddit.
I was trying to sleep last night, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw my deceased dog sitting on her back legs and bum, showing her majestic teeth. It kind of freaked me out for a second, not gonna lie. I then said, I love you, and closed my eyes again. Her name was Faith, which is ironic. It made me smile. Well, this one is really sad and sweet at the same time. I've had many animals pass away in my lifetime, and I cannot ever say that I have seen one. Except for a dog that ran under my bed. But that was like a shadow figure dog, and I have no idea what that was. But anyhow, have you guys ever had an experience like this? I mean, if you want to share them, this was such a short story. You don't have to have super long stories. They can be a few sentences. I love hearing all these paranormal stories. And I hope you obviously do too, because you're here listening to this. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.